So. Okay, members, let's go ahead and get started here. Welcome to Senate Finance and Claims. Prudence, would you please take the roll?
Well, this is for Senate Finance and Claims. January 12th, 2021. Vice Chair Cuff, are you present?
Here.
Vice Chair Ellis?
Here.
Senator Ankeny?
Here.
Senator Bogner?
Here.
Senator Boltman?
Here.
Senator Flowers?
Here.
Senator Glimm?
Excused.
Senator Howard?
Here.
Senator Jacobson?
Here. Jacobson is here, and Senator Glimm just walked in.
Here.
Okay, very good. Thank you. One moment, please. I've got a video going here. I've got to turn it off. Okay, sorry about that. Senator Jacobson, are you present?
Here.
Senator Kerry?
Here.
Senator Keenan?
Over here.
Senator Lang?
Here.
Senator Lynch?
Here.
Senator McNally?
Excused.
Senator Morgeau?
Here.
Senator Salomon?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Wellborn?
Here.
Chair Osmundson?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prudence. Okay, members, we're going to just get started here with, there's not a whole lot of housekeeping to do other than talking about proxies, how we're going to handle them. All that I ask is that you get a hard copy to the staff, whoever you are going to nominate to hold your proxies. I would just ask that you get those signed and get them to staff. We want to make sure we get your vote recorded. I know in the past we've always done the vice chairs, so I will leave that up to the respective parties. I see Senator Cuff already has a handful of proxies being handed to him, so if you, on our side anyway, if you want to give them to Senator Cuff so he can hold them and keep track of them, that would be great. Senator Ellis, I don't know if you want to be the one to maintain that for your side. Okay, she's nodding yes. Go ahead, Senator Ellis. You have your hand raised.
Mr. Chairman, I wondered if, in addition to signing the form, an email from the individual, from whatever their, from their official email address was adequate. I just know that with remote and all that, it may be a little hard to get the signed canary yellow form in. As an example, today I have one proxy from somebody. It's in the form of an email because I don't have any proxy forms.
Senator, I don't have any problem with that. Just at some point, we just need to get a hard copy to staff. As long as you have the email, I'm fine with that. Just want to make sure we get the hard copy at some point to the staff so they can record that. That's all.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Unless there's anything else on that from any of the members? Okay. With that, that concludes our housekeeping, I think. So we're going to go ahead and hear House Bill 1. Representative Jones is carrying House Bill 1. We will turn it over to him. And I would kind of like to do executive on House Bill 1 yet today to get this, keep it moving. So keep that in mind. Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and honorable Senate members and Senator Lynch. I bring for your consideration House Bill 1. My name is Lou Jones. I'm the representative for House District 18. House Bill 1 is the feed bill. It is a bill that occurs every session. It's the first bill of the session. It is the bill that funds the session. It is at the request of legislative counsel, and it's worked out with the with our legislative services director. And so the feed bill this year is about you should have an information sheet handed out. The feed bill this year is about $4.2 million for the Senate, $6.9 million for the House, and the Legislative Service Division is $1.86 million. All that needs to be clear that that's actually linked to the operations of this session. Some of the things covered are salaries, per diem, benefits, House and Senate staff salaries, House and Senate Operations, Leadership Discretionary, the Legislative Services Division, cost for bill printing, distribution, information offices, etc. Caucus costs are in for the next session, November 22. Orientation is in. The previous feed bill paid for these. The orientation for November 22, committee chair training November 22, and pre-session information for November 22. It also pays for about the first 2 weeks of the following session. This bill is about $916,000 more than the previous feed bill. That's primarily linked to $636,394 that helped make this a hybrid session, including two remote managers, 13 remote meeting coordinators, that's worth about $302,000, remote device connectivity, that's about $120,000, Teams licenses, system support, COVID health staff, etc. It also covers a salary increase for legislators from $120 a day to $126 a day. That's not driven by this bill. That merely reflects what passed last time. And with that, members, you have an information sheet, not much different from this feed bill to the previous, except for the remote additions. With that, side and listen to proponents, opponents, and informational. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Are there proponents? House Bill 1, proponents. Seeing none, opponents. Are there any opponents for House Bill 1? Seeing none, informational witnesses. We have Director Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I've prepared the fact sheet for you, and I'm just here able to answer any questions. Susan Byrith Fox, Executive Director of Legislative Services, and we help administer the feed bill on your behalf. Like I said, I'll answer any questions if I can for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Further informational? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Representative Jones.
Mr. Chairman, Senator.
Thank you, and Mr. Chairman, Representative Jones. The only question I had is obviously we're in a little different organization this time, and we have a number of folks who are online from someplace else, primarily, I think, from their homes. So I am anticipating this is probably based on a normal session where everyone would be here and requiring per diem, but the cost may be somewhat lower, I believe, because some folks are choosing to stay at home. Is that reflected in here, or would that be basically just unspent money at the end?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm going to let Susan Fox talk to the particulars on that. I actually believe my opinion is it's up to the COVID panel to decide on the per diem, but this would be reflective of being able to pay everyone per diem the entire time. But I would like to redirect details to Susan Fox, please.
Director Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Yes, Representative Jones is correct. Nothing was changed in the statute, and it doesn't really specifically, it's not like the interim committees where you have to claim per diem, you know, lodging, miles, mileage, that will be probably less because you do have to actually submit a claim for your three round trips of mileage. But the per diem and salary costs will be pretty much standard procedure unless the language is changed in the law. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director. Any further questions? Seeing none, would the sponsor like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And with all that few questions, I close.
Thank you, Representative. Okay. I guess since this is a fairly quick hearing, is there any objection to just going ahead and doing executive action on this at this point to keep House Bill 1 moving?
Let's keep it moving.
Okay. Seeing none, Representative Cuff, would you like to move the bill? Senator Cuff.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move executive action.
It would do pass.
Do pass on House Bill number 1. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
For discussion.
Question.
The question's been called. Let's do a roll call vote because I'm not sure how it works with Zoom. So, Prudence, would you please take a roll call vote?
Vice Chair Cuff.
Yes.
Vice Chair Ellis.
Yes.
Senator Ankeny.
Yes.
Senator Bogner.
Yes.
Senator Glimm.
Yes.
Senator Howard.
Senator Howard.
Senator Howard.
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Kerry.
Yes.
Senator Keenan.
No.
Senator Lang.
Yes.
Senator Salomon.
Yes.
Senator Smith. Yes. Senator Wellborn.
Senator Wellborn is an aye. He's having trouble getting his mic to work.
Very good. Thank you. Senator Boldman.
Yes.
Senator Flowers.
Yes.
Senator Jacobson.
Yes.
Senator Lynch.
Yes.
Aye by proxy.
Yes.
You, Senator McNally.
Yes.
Senator Morjo.
Yes.
Chair Osmundson.
Yes. Prudence, we're having a little bit of a hard time hearing you sometimes. I don't know if it's a mic.
Oh,
issue.
I'm sorry.
Nope,
is that better now?
There you go. Now we got you. I think we got all the votes, so that's good. But just in the future, I don't know what changed there, but we can hear you better.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Now we got you. Thanks,
so
Prudence.
The vote was 18 yes, 1 no.
Okay. House Bill 1 is passed. I will go ahead and carry that on the floor. Now, members, before we leave, I'm just going to point out just the way the committee set up. We're going to try to, they're not going to tear this room down or set it back up. They're going to try and leave it the way it is. It is going to be a little bit of a challenge with scheduling because we won't necessarily be able to use 317 until after we get subcommittees done. So we will be meeting in here. I will say that it is a little bit of a challenge because I think Natural Resources is meeting in here in the afternoons on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'm going to try to put things on Tuesdays and Thursdays after floor as quickly as we can. It's the only time slot and room that we have to do that. So just kind of keep that in mind. We'll try to squeeze things in before your committees as quickly as we can as we go through the first, you know, half of the session. So just be aware Tuesdays and Thursdays after floor session as we get going.
Mr. Chairman.
Chris, go ahead, Chris.
I would also like to let the committee know that you are going to be hearing Governor Gianforte's budget presentation this coming Thursday at 2 o'clock. It's scheduled at a specific time. We're still working on room arrangements, and I don't have the Zoom link for you yet, but look for an email from me. It will be coming in the next few hours or so, I would predict. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. That's a good point. Irregardless for those that are in the Senate Finance and Claims, we will be in here. The debate at this point and how we're trying to structure it is whether or not some of the members from House Appropriations will all be in here, some of them, or well, if they'll all be down at 102. So that's what we're trying to discuss at this point in time. But the Senate Finance and Claims will be in this room on Thursday at 2 o'clock to hear the budget presentation from Director Almy. So if there's any questions, I'd entertain those now, or we can adjourn. Thank you.
And we'll be here to collect, I'll stay to collect these proxy votes if anyone cares to bring them up.
Sorry, Mike. Okay, forgot to announce that. Here is a...